I want to commend the sponsor for the great courage you've shown, Representative Plakin, in bringing this very difficult bill. And, you know, to all the folks that are in the audience that consider themselves gender dysphoria, cis, I don't know what all that means. I really don't know what all that means. I'm looking at society today, and it's like I'm watching an X-Men movie with people that, when you watch the X-Men movies for Marvel Comics, it's like we have mutants living among us on planet Earth. And, you know, some people don't like that, but that's a fact. We have people that live among us today on planet Earth that are happy to display themselves as if they were mutants from another planet. This is the planet Earth, where God created men, male, and women, female. I'm a proud Christian conservative Republican. I'm not on the fence. Not on the fence. And this bill is about public safety. It's about public safety because, as the sponsor of the bill said, we have children that have been assaulted in bathrooms. Our job as lawmakers is to do our best to protect those in our society that can't protect themselves, and that is our children. For that reason, I am up on this bill, and I thank again Representative Plakin for having the courage to bring this bill. I'm not on the fence. Not one bit. And I'm offended that people can come before this committee and try to intimidate us and try to strike fear into us. It's time to push back. There is so much darkness in our world today. So much evil in our world today. And so many people who are afraid to address the evil, the dysphoria, the dysfunction. I'm not afraid to address the dysphoria or the dysfunction. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, and all of your demons and all of your imps who come and parade before us. That's right, I called you demons and imps who come and parade before us and pretend that you are part of this world. So I'm saying my righteous indignation is stirred. I am sick and tired of this. I'm not going to put up with it. You can test me and try to take me on, but I promise you I'll win every time. Let's all vote up on this bill. Thank you.
Rep. Arrington, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Wow. First, I just want to address all those that came and testified today, and thank you for your bravery and sharing so many intimate and personal information from you that I'm sure you probably never thought you would have to testify in front of the public and do so. Also to tell you that I see you, hear you, understand, and love you, and I'm still a little bit thrown off from the last comments here, and just really want to let you all know that there are many here that understand and support you. There's no need for this bill. We already have laws in place that make it illegal to harm, harass people, or invade their privacy. These laws are used to prevent assault, keep people safe, and hold offenders accountable. I think that we're going to have a lot of unseen problems with this bill. One, I feel sorry for our law enforcement officers. There's no guideline. There's no process on how they're supposed to respond to this. And we're losing law enforcement officers. We're understaffed, and we're going to waste their time handling this and giving them more things to do and not giving them a process to do so. I worry about our restaurant owners and the folks that work in businesses that are understaffed and feeling stressed right now, and then add this to the things that they have to do in their job title. And I also worry about coaches and students. I mean, what happens now in locker rooms, you know, for a girls volleyball team and they have a great coach that they love who's a male coach, but you can't come in that locker room with them anymore. So I think that there's going to be just a lot of horrible things that happen. I think Rep Harris was nice when she said that folks will use this in a petty way. But I think, unfortunately, that folks will use this in a very hateful way. And it's just going to create more divide between us. So I urge my members to vote down on this bill. I have a feeling it will be a party line vote, as it is on all of these. But we'd really like to look at some legislation that that really is needed for Floridians.
Thank you for the Rep. Tremont, you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I had a different route that I was going to take from this prior, but, you know, I'm also a Christian man, and I just want to say to some of the folks in here who shared their testimony, I appreciated you coming up. You're not an evil being. I believe that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and I want you to live your life as well. There's no easy way to go about addressing legislation. There's no easy way to make everybody happy on all sides. There just isn't. You know, I like to tell people all the time, you get one vote to make 22 million people happy, and it's just not going to happen. The reality is the intent of this legislation, not to harm anyone. The intent is to protect children, period. So I just want to simply, you know, there, in my mind, there is no debate here. I can't believe we're even having the discussion. But at the same time, we want to recognize the humanity of everybody across the board. And I want to publicly do that. But I also want to take a moment to publicly thank you for running this bill. There's a lot of courage to do that because you're experiencing a lot of errors that are unfairly thrown at you as well. So thank you for protecting my teenage daughter, my six-year-old, daughter, with this legislation. So thank you, Representative Plankin.